221-8990. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station. Okay, well, we're back just to kind of let you know where we are and what we're doing today. Of course, once again, the programming today will be preempted so that we can share with you the financial needs of this radio ministry. And why is that necessary? Well, WCNO is a listener-supported ministry. Many of you already know that. You know what that means. But for those of you that may have a question in your mind about what it's all about, well, WCNO is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry, and we rely entirely upon folks like you contributing a gift of support to enable us to operate. Without your financial support, without your giving, we simply would not be able to do what we do every day. We bring you the music and the programming that you hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Programs like Charles Stanley and Adrian Rogers, you know, and at this time of the morning, you know, you're listening to some of the local programmers that you've heard over the years. You know, Extreme Faith, Dr. Curry, right here in Port St. Lucie, normally on at 6:45 every morning. That program. And then Robert Cook, and then Ken Hagen, who was on for many years. Of course, for those of you that listen to the Rhema for Today broadcast, and you want to know what happened, somebody called and said, did you cancel the program? And we said, no. Matter of fact, they canceled the program, not only on this station, but on every station nationwide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a ministry the size and the scope of Rhema for Today to cancel on every radio station nationwide, that's a big step.
Yeah.
And so they may be regrouping, redirecting, deciding what they're going to do in the future. I don't know. I'm not privileged to that information. Mm. But they canceled every station nationwide. And but you normally would have heard that. And then Joyce Meyer.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of you ladies out there, you appreciate Joyce Meyer. You support her ministry. She's going to be coming to Tampa again soon. We'll be telling you more about that in the days ahead. They've already contacted us about getting some spots on the air, promoting that Tampa conference coming up. I don't remember the dates right now, but that it will be here sometime in the future. But all these programs are brought to you in part by listener support.
That's right.
Because without the listener support, we would not have the means to operate and to be able to broadcast programs like Joyce Meyer.
That's right.
Or Charles Stanley or Adrian Rogers or Dr. McGee. We had someone called the other morning really concerned that we were preempting Dr. McGee. They just couldn't understand. And, you know, we don't want to preempt any program. We really don't. If we could send out a letter, everybody send in a gift and meet the financial needs, well, that's what we would do. But we sent out 6,000 letters, and, well, we got back just a fraction of what we sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised, I think, what we had, about $24,000, $25,000 came in.
That's right.
We can't, that's less than 1 month of support. So we can't operate for 6 months on, you know, it's like you trying to feed your family on 1 week's salary for 6 months. You know, you can't
do it.
It's not
going to work, no.
Not going to work. So that's why we have to take the time to come on the air and to ask you that if it's possible, if you can find it in your heart, if you understand the need and the necessity of Christian radio, and I believe there's a need there. I believe it's one of those things that the Lord would have us to participate in and to be a part of because it reaches more people. Think about this. Christian radio reaches more people on a daily basis than anything else I can think of. Not just this station, but Christian radio across the country. Because you think about it, you know, you're in church on Sunday for a couple hours. If your pastor's blessed and you're long, he's long-winded, and what, you know, 3 hours? Well, you know, sometimes if the sermon's more than 15 minutes, people, you know, get a little nervous. I'm going to miss the ball game today. Well, anyway, you spend, you know, just a few hours a week in church. But people can listen to Christian radio all day long at work.
That's right.
They can listen to it on the way to work. Maybe you got a half hour in the morning, half hour in. That's an hour a day. You could have 5 hours of Christian teaching and programming just going to and from work every day.
That's right.
And so there's a tremendous amount of information and inspiration and education and blessing that you receive from this radio ministry. Why not pick up that phone this morning and call and make a gift of support to help keep this Christian radio station on the air? I believe it's worthy of support. I hope that you do too. Our phone number is toll-free to everybody out there this morning. It's toll-free at 888-221-8990. That's toll-free, 888-221-8990. And we need some mighty men and women of God to get to the phone today and to make that pledge of support to keep this radio station operating. We can't do it without the Lord's help and your help.
That's right.
So the toll-free number again?
It's 1-888-221-8990. Or you can call locally, 772-221-1100. And there's also the website, WCNO.com.
And you can make a gift by credit card.
Right.
There on our website, or you can simply make a pledge there. We want to thank Diane and John from Tequesta. They sent along their response card, and it says, "Dear Mr. Creighton, your programming is great. We love David Jeremiah, Charles Stanley, and Diane." And that's Diane
yes,
Clark.
Yes, Diane Clark.
They are inspiring. I pray every day for WCNO to successfully get the donations needed. Of course, I pray that many will become Christians as a result of your fine programs. God bless you and your evangelism. Diane and John, and they're from Tequesta. And so they understand what this is all about. So, friends, we're looking for that first caller of the morning. We need somebody to lead the battle today. Are you
that
one? Give us a call, toll-free, 888-221-8990. That's toll-free, 888-221-8990. Make that pledge and get the ball rolling here this morning. And praise the Lord.
Bless you. There's a call.
There's a call coming in. Maybe you'd like to join that one. I feel like the army is up this morning now.
There we go.
So let's be a mighty army of men and women. Let's rout the devil today and send him on down the road, okay?
That's it.
All right, let's get back to some music, and we will be waiting for your call. Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Heavenly Father, open up the windows of heaven today.
Yes, Lord.
And pour out blessings on your people in Jesus' name.
Amen.
By your spirit, miracles inspire. Visions we will see and prophesy. The light of days are here, so now we cry. Let it flow like a river flows. Down to Beersheba, Lord, let your spirit
let it flow.
Flow.
Let it flow,
let it flow. Let it flow like a river flow.
Flow.
From out of Zion now, let your spirit
let
flow.
Flow.
In latter days, you
Ooh, the home, oh, yeah. The land to us restored, no more to roam. In 1948, the nation reborn. The time is now, release what you have sworn. Let it flow, like a river will flow. From Dan to Beersheba, Lord, let your spirit flow. As a prophetic sign, now stretch forth your mighty arm, send your spirit just one more time. Yeah. Let it